It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is January 23rd, 2024. Moving quickly, my goodness. Hope you all are having a good day and a good week so far. Today is Tuesday, and we're happy to be here doing this episode. That's for damn sure. Let's jump right into the birthdays, why don't we? Mariska Hargitay or whatever is 60. She was on Law and Order. She's pretty good looking lady, and she still looks pretty good. 60 years old. Jesse Sullenberger, 72, also known as the superhero fella who landed a U.S. Airways Airbus 320-214 in the Hudson River in January of 2009 on the 15th, actually. Unbelievable, dude. Everybody walked away from it. All right. Yeah, they walked away from it. Too cold to swim. So, but awesome stuff. Richard Dean Anderson, not quite the hero, but still a cool guy. He's 73. He's a MacGyver. Also on this day in history, I got a list of deceased fellows for you. So, yeah, but it gets better. 2021, Larry King dies. 2011, Jack LaLanne. Who doesn't love some Jack LaLanne? In 2005, Johnny Carson died at age 79. I don't know how old Jack LaLanne was in his early 90s. I forgot to write that down. But yeah, I mean, he should have lived long. He lived that lifestyle, and he deserved to have a long, good life, I think. In 1986, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland inducted its first class, which included Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Elvis Presley. And that's cool. You know, they put Kiss in. There was a big problem Kiss fans had with Hall of Fame because it just took forever to get Kiss inducted. And they're in there now, but yeah, a lot of upset people about that. But what I'm upset about is that they put it in Cleveland. Nothing against Cleveland, but I'm not going to go there just for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You see what I'm saying? And I have no plans to go to Cleveland. I probably will not go to Cleveland ever. So, yeah, maybe they could have put it down in Miami or in New York or something, you know, a place where people actually go. Jeez Louise. 1957, Whammo produces first Frisbee. Hey, Cleveland people, don't take it personally. I'm from Pittsburgh. No one goes, you know, on vacation to Pittsburgh. So I'm right there with you. All right, that is it for historical news. Let's get right into the actual news. This one from Fox. Two Arkansas inmates, including one held on red rum charges, vanish from jail. That's crazy. So they don't have, I guess when they say vanish, they don't have any footage, like camera footage or any gates left open or a razor wire, you know, cut in half or whatever. I don't know. I didn't get to read it because I'm going to have to join Fox, I guess. They're doing this thing that Reuters does. You have to join, and I'm just going to have to join these places so I can get the scoop on these headlines. They give you the headline and no story. So yeah, this one from E! News. Tech CEO Sanjay, this is really sad, actually. And it's very like theatrical. Tech CEO Sanjay Shah dead at 56 after freak accident at company party. So they were having this big party, and the two executives are like in a cage falling, you know, lowering down from the ceiling and there's music and they're all clapping and everything's just great. They're on, living on, you know, they're on top of the world. And then one of the cables breaks, the cage falls to the ground. And I don't know if both gentlemen passed away, but he did. Sanjay Shah. And this is pretty up to the up to date news here. That was a few days ago. This is not something that happened a year ago or anything. That's the whole point of the show. Like, we're, these stories are today, literally, a lot of them, if not yesterday or day before, but that's even getting old, you know, for this show. All right, this one's from CNN. Supreme Court allows Biden administration to remove razor wire on U.S.-Mexico border in 5-4 vote. Man, he really... This guy, it, you know, I don't get into politics on this show. I really don't. But my God, like, this guy's determined, like, to let people into this country that are not citizens. What in the hell? I've never seen anything like it. And he's, look, president of the United States, he's supposed to be doing the opposite. Some things just aren't even political to me. That's not political to me. That's like live or die stuff. Good Lord. NBC News, owner of failed nursing home chain accused of $38 million tax fraud scheme pleads guilty. You know, this guy had more than 100 nursing homes. The business grew. I guess he had an office just above like a pizzeria in New York City. And he had 100 nursing homes that, you know, the business exploded with growth quickly. And apparently it's just started going downhill, partly because of COVID. And so what he did was, he was, all the money people were putting in, his employees were putting in for taxes, he was pocketing that and somehow thought that he was going to get away with it, as if these people weren't going to file for their tax returns and the IRS is going to be like, well, there's no money to give you. Why would you even think that you could get away with something like that? He's facing a year. Unbelievable. What you do there in all the stories that I did read this, and there were terrible stories what they were finding in these nursing homes. What you do is you turn the business around and make it thrive. That's what you do. You don't steal and then end up in prison, you dumbass. Here's one from TMZ. Crime is worse, so we're back. Yes. Yes. This could be in the good news slot today. Crime is worse, so we're back. FBI wanted us on the air, says America's most wanted host, John Walsh. Awesome. This dude, I feel so bad. He, in 1981, I think, he lost a 6-year-old to abduction and red rum. And that's why he's in this position that he's in. I mean, he devoted his life to locking up scumbags. And I love this guy. He's, John Walsh is one of my favorite people. I'm not kidding you. We love hearing stories about putting away scumbags here at the lunch show. Great stuff. This one from OutKick. This is quite infuriating. Transgender golfer Haley Davidson agrees men have physical advantages over women, but explains why their situation is different. Oh, okay. Well, what he goes on to say, I'm sorry, she or he, whatever, I, you know, it's a he, I'm pretty sure. But he went on to say that after all the surgeries and hormone therapy, that he was brought down to a female's physical level. Yeah, whatever, dude. Jesus. All right, one from CNN. U.S. and U.K. carry out additional strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday. This is apparently the 8th round of strikes in just 10 days. And the ships keep getting attacked. We're doing something wrong. Like, I mean, we need to keep doing that, I guess, but maybe just more attacks will eventually bring it to a halt. I don't know, but we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a few.
Don't touch that device, because the lunch show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that the lunch show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. We plan on launching the Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show. Click on all the things that help support us. And it's time to get back to the Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of the Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, we've got a winner here in this story. Oh my gosh, what a class act. Oh, but it does any good. Obviously, the sarcasm is heavy there. This is from Reuters. Suspect in 8 Chicago area slayings turns up dead in Texas. Yeah, Romeo. Yeah, he sounds like a Romeo. Romeo Nance, 23-year-old. He was found. Well, actually, he let's just say it, come out and say it here. He whacked 8 people in Chicago and was on the receiving end of a manhunt, which concluded in Texas with him self-deleting himself right before the cops were able to catch up to him. So yeah, kind of wish we could have done it for him. We're happy to do that kind of service. So that's good news that he's off the streets, I think. All kinds of good news today. Here's one from U.S. Weekly. Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps and wife Nicole Johnson welcome baby number 4. Here's my concern with this. I think it's good. You know, I think people should have to have, not by law, but I mean, people should have enough money to raise a kid. I really do. I don't think you should be able to have a kid and then make people pay for your kid. There's just something wrong with that. So they're going to have enough money to raise their kids. Problem is, how are these four kids going to contribute to our society? They're loaded, so they're not going to work. Traditional work. Like, they're not going to get their hands dirty. I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of these people, they just buy a mansion, eat, do drugs, and poop, and that's it. You know, we need more. We need more. You know, so Michael, please teach your kids work ethic. You know, tell them to open a business, to employ people, do something. Just poopers aren't going to cut it. Fox News, rock star Nikki Sixx's wife says Wyoming move was the best thing for family. Look, I'm telling you, lady, Nikki's meant to be in LA. What are you doing? You may have just doomed your marriage. I'm telling you. I hope not. If Nikki says, no, we're going back to LA, you better go back. Because he's meant to be in LA. That's just all there is to it. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left. And that's good news, because that's how we roll here at The Lunch Show. But before we get to that, I just want to say, subscribe, follow it. We've been on Spotify for a while. Now we're coming up in the search results. So if you're just discovering us, follow the show. We need your support. And all right, this is from Daily Pause, excuse me. A breakthrough canine cancer vaccine offers hope for a cancer-free future. That is cool. A lot of dogs succumb to cancer, unfortunately. I'm just going to read one paragraph real quick. Clinical trials are still underway, but current results show a reduction in the number of tumors for about 65% of dogs vaccinated. Johnson says this number needs to be higher, and it's one of several challenges for the next phase of development. While the vaccine has shown a substantial reduction in mast cell tumors and adrenal tumors, which cause Cushing syndrome, it did not prevent all 8 types of cancer, particularly hemangiosarcoma. We now know why. We just didn't put the right components in. So the next version will have components for hemangiosarcoma. Despite the favorable results, some have expressed concerns about raising an autoimmune response. But Johnson says no safety issues have occurred during the trials. So that's cool. You know, if this is successful in dogs, maybe we can apply it to ourselves. Wouldn't that be awesome? But I think that's good news. And that article's correct. Actually, I didn't read the part, but it says that a lot of people have experienced their pets dying of cancer, and it is sad. I've never actually owned a dog, but I've had family member dogs get cancer and friends' dogs get cancer. It is sad. It's not, you know, they're family members too. So yeah, this is great news. We've got to see if we can make this work. All right, that's it. Calling that the episode. I'm glad y'all could join us. Have a good week. We'll be talking to you Friday. And until Friday, don't be out driving wasted. It's not worth it. Just call a ride share or a friend or walk. Quit being lazy. Walk. Just make sure you got some kind of protection. All right. Until Friday's episode, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.